At last, Dungeons & Dragons and drag queens come together in sensational standalone stories and legendary live performances. This is Queens of Adventure, Legends.
Are you ready for the ultimate test? Drag queens on a fabulous quest. The hair snatched and the arms okay. Are you ready for the ultimate game? Fighting evil with the warrior dames. With a sword or a magical scroll. Now sissies at roll.
Death traps and death saves. All tea in all shades. Before the gods, yes, queen.
Potions and reagents. Sickening radiance. Come and feel the fantasy.
I feel the fantasy.
Now we're ready for the ultimate fight. So bring the knives and get your lashes on right.
It's your Dungeon Master, Matt. I'm so excited to share with you our second collaboration with our friends at Neoscum. Neoscum is a cyberpunk comedy podcast set in the world of Shadowrun. This week, we begin a new story, Fingering the Bone Throne, with Neoscum's Eleni Sauvageau, Mike Bigdahl, and Gannon Reedy, with Queens of Adventure's Arsenicki and Chicago's Foxy Kim. Big thanks to everyone at Neoscum and the OneShot Network for arranging these recording sessions, Eleni Sauvageau, Gannon Reedy, and James and Mel D'Amato, and a huge thanks to our backers and patrons who made our entire trip to Chicago possible. None of our Chicago or Minneapolis episodes could have happened without you. Now, let's meet our players. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Queens of Adventure. We are joined by a rather new set of heroes today. Who do we have over here on my right?
Let's see. My name is Arsenicki. I am a warlock who is also a dark elf, but I'm also like a drider who likes pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Oh, hi. My name is Foxy Kim. I'm a high elf and a cleric and a sage. And by day, I'm a linguist. And by night, I'm a cunning linguist.
My name is Eleni Sauvageau. I am playing Pox. I am also a high elf in this iteration and a rogue. And typically, you can catch me on the Neoscum podcast playing a similar but very different elf.
My name is Mike Migdahl. I'm also on the Neoscum podcast where I play the same character I'll play today, which is Dak Rambo, who is a rogue trucker, handsomest trucker that you ever saw on the road. And in this world, Dak is a ranger, but he's pretty much the same.
Hello, I am Gannon Reedy, and I am also on the Neoscum podcast. I am playing Amon Duel III. He is an orc. He's big. He's strong. He's not on the Neoscum podcast yet, but will he be? Yes. But yeah, he's a big, strong half orc.
Well, we are super excited to have this thrilling crossover with Queens of Adventure and Neoscum and our guest from Chicago, Foxy Kim, who's in the Chicago cast of Queens of Adventure. Ooh. It is a crossover on top of crossovers on top of crossovers.
I love crossplay.
Great. Well, without any further ado, let's get adventuring. A hot wind wakes you and the smell of brimstone and burning tar. Opening your eyes, you see roiling red clouds overhead. A desolate landscape of dust, massive piles of bones, jets of flame erupting from the ground. You are lying on the bank of a river that winds through a wasteland, dark and roiling. You have no memory of how you got here. You have no familiarity with some of the other five individuals who are all waking around you on the bank.
What the hell?
Where am I?
What the heck is going on here?
Xanadu, is there a big battle board in the room with us?
There's you're out of doors. You're in
the outdoor room. I guess.
Are you looking for
the out of doors?
Are you looking for like a chessboard or like what are you looking for?
Oh, Dak has a truck in real life, and his truck has anthropomorphized. I always get that mixed up. Anthropomorphized into a boar, which he instinctually knew. He doesn't understand how this happened.
From underneath a pile of bones, you hear kind of a rustling, and your warhog pulls himself out of the pile of bones.
Oh, there you are, buddy. Here, come here.
Dak. Dak, oh my god. What the fuck is going on? I mean, F.
You can curse, I think.
You
I
find that you have the ability to curse.
Oh my fucking god!
Shit.
Don't beat hell this, yeah. God.
Poo, poo.
Do we take some of that DAC fuel? How the hell did we get here? Is this a shared hallucination? Who are these people?
Who are you
hello.
All?
Hello. Hello.
Can honestly say I've never met you.
I just do like a twirl and I look around and I'm like, oh, I didn't see you there.
Wow, you're amazing. Okay. Hi, my name is Pox. Hi, hello.
Hi, Pox.
Hi. Wow.
I'm so sorry. My name is Dak Rambo. I'm not sure how I got here, but this is Xanadu. He's a big old hog.
I'm very relieved to hear that this hog is with you. For a moment, I worried it was a foe, but it was a friend. My name's Amon Duel III. You can call me Amon. I'm a half-orc. I'm very strong, you can see. I got big muscles. I'm big. I don't know what's going on. What's up with you guys?
Am I in Drider form right now?
You are in your Drider form.
Fantastic. Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Arson. As you can see, I have multiple legs, more than two in this case. And I'm a dark elf drow being, but I can also spin webs. I'm very versatile and can multitask in that way.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Foxy Kim, and I'm here to ruin your day. Oh, yes. But you look like me.
I look like you?
Yes, I'm a high elf.
Wow. I'm also a high elf.
Yes, I noticed.
Wow.
By the protrusions of your ears.
My ears are like really sticking out, but I'm also quite small.
Yes, I'm much taller than you.
Yeah, you are. Okay. I'm unusually really small. And also, do you like my big coat? It's so big and I can fill my pockets with so many stuff.
Yes, that looks very useful.
Yeah,
then mind.
It is. Thank you.
This is a dumb question, but is this like medieval times?
I think it is like medieval times.
Oh, shit. Dak looks at himself and... normally hailing from the year 2076 in America, he looks down and sees he's wearing like a loincloth and like this like battle harness, and he feels his trademark mullet, and he has this like Prince Valiant do. And then he looks at his tattoos, and all of his tattoos are like no longer anachronistic. They're all like medieval versions of the high-tech tattoos that he normally has. It's like, whoa.
And Pox, who is also from 2076, looks down at herself, and she looks... exactly the same. just a big black coat and black boots and what's medieval clothes?
Some sort of vest.
Some pants. Some
robe.
Yes, pants.
A belt.
Robe. All of these. Yes.
R on that. But
a jerkin.
Of course. Gherkin. A tabard.
As you discuss fashion, a small ferry approaches you on the river that you're standing on the bank of. It's piloted by a boatman who's hidden beneath a dark shroud, and slowing, he reaches the bank, points to all of you.
Eh, our newcomers, are we? Welcome to Avernus, first of the Nine Hells. Oh, I see you're mortals. You have a way of washing up here on the banks of the River Styx.
Dumb question. It's a brief aside to my new comrades in arms. It seems we must travel together. Should we kill this guy?
No?
No, I don't think so, because I just realized that we're in hell.
Oh!
Is this like a
minor technicality.
Yeah.
Is this like a theme thing? Like, oh, we're in hell, but that's just like, it's like Santa Claus, Indiana. It's just a name.
It's like a theme party.
Okay.
Like you show up, like
it's
dressed
an angels and demons party.
Yeah, that's okay,
I'm wearing.
Cool.
I'm wearing all white.
I like that.
I was wondering. It's very fetching.
That's where
thank
this
you. I stoned it myself.
Yeah. Okay. It's gorgeous.
Looks
yeah,
amazing.
Looking around, you can see there's like winged creatures with forked tails flying overhead. There's shrieks and cries off in the distance. There's burning mountains, piles of skulls everywhere you look.
Oh my god. I died.
We're dead.
We died.
We all died.
We're dead.
Did we? We don't have any evidence.
I'm dead.
We died and went to party heaven. This place rules. Oh, but they must have spent so much money on all this shit.
God, it's not even that hot down here.
I know. I feel okay.
Yeah. How much are you getting paid, buddy?
Oh, it's a soul coin apiece to transport someone across the river. And he reaches out with the oar and he kind of like nudges Arson. He like pushes at your shoulder.
Oh.
Feels pretty alive to me. It seems like you've tumbled into the wrong river. You might have made a deal with the wrong demon. You all wound up here a little before your time.
If you think I'm alive, then I have you fooled because I'm dead inside.
Okay. So, you guys want to get on this boat?
I say let's see where this goes.
We don't really have a choice.
This is honestly great news. I'm not dead. I really did not want to be dead. That is, like, I've been trying not to be dead my whole life, and so it's really great that the streak has continued.
I'm happy for you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I could bring you back to where it is I think you living beings belong, but like I said, I get paid for my work in soul coins. It'll be one soul coin apiece if you want to return to the material plane.
Do you take, just normal cash?
Credit?
We've got new yen.
Yeah, new yen. We've got a couple of...
Never heard of it.
So I guess you probably don't take that. What about, as she starts unloading things from her pockets, she's got... Oh, what's she got? A crowbar. She's got a vial of perfume. She's got a pitten, whatever that is. She's got rations, a signet ring, a two-person tent.
Trash. It's all trash. It'll be of no use to you down here, of course. Soul coins are the only currency in hell.
I have a novel question. How do we obtain a soul coin?
Ooh, if it's soul coins are after, you might be able to obtain some in the Citadel of Princeps Kovic. But I warn you, the devil guards his soul coins well, and he points off into the distance, where you see, across the burned landscape, about a mile to the north, a large cylindrical tower in the hellscape. It's a vision, like, shimmering in the heat.
Wow. So we've got to steal from the devil?
I think we have to do that, yes.
That's so cool.
This is, like, a really big, cool escape room, and I'm having a good time. Are we ready?
Very.
I'm ready to rock. Brief apology to the ferryman. I'm going to tell you up front. I did ask everyone else if we should kill you. I guess that is impossible. I just want to be 100 here.
Oh, you're welcome to try.
Do that.
Go for it.
It seems foolish now after everything you said. I just, want to
give it
apologize.
A shot. Come at me, bro.
Name it, right?
Yeah, it's Amon.
I think this guy's just an actor. I would not try it.
Okay.
I would try it.
I'm not helping you if you get hurt in this one.
Maybe on the way back.
All right,
depending on how it goes. Is this something you would like?
A soul coin for each mortal I ferry across. That's all that I ask. And maybe a little excitement. It's a little boring out here on the waves, you know?
Can we get that, like, finance? Can we make, like, 4 easy, like, soul coin payments over, like, a period
Kmart,
of time?
This is not Kmart, my
dear. With 0% interest? Is that a thing?
Oh, you're very ready to part with a soul. Do you have one that you're ready to give up?
We'll check back in about an hour and see.
He leans over and he kind of sniffs at you and he's like, smells pretty fresh, pretty ripe.
I've heard that one before.
Best of luck over at the Citadel.
Do you think that guy would come with us if we asked?
Wow.
Excuse me, sir, ferryman, sir. Before you go, we were wondering, would you please join our party?
Oh, would that I could. I am doomed to paddle back and forth across this wretched river for eternity. Watch, I'll show you. And he, like, steps off the boat onto the bank and instantly gone. And then way out on the waves, you suddenly see, whoosh, suddenly the boat appears and starts, like, moving towards you.
There we go.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It's my one party trick.
Very cool.
Encouraging bad behavior. Right.
Definitely not going to try and kill
him. Since we've got to leave you now, should we start walking towards that citadel?
Let's do it. I'll race you.
Okay.
Here we go.
You charge off across the blighted hellscape.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm take my time.
Yeah, take your time.
I do a lap around. I come back. You guys didn't want to race, that's cool.
I stood by our new friends.
Journeying across the blighted hellscape and making new friends, you pass bone piles being picked clean by massive squirming grubs, you pass by tar pits bubbling with noxious smells. It's a walk of about an hour, and as you draw nearer to the stone citadel, you can see that the tower appears to be a wide, two-story cylindrical structure covered in dangling chains, surrounded by a moat of lava that emits red clouds of gas. There's a drawbridge that crosses the moat, and it leads to a massive door 30 feet wide, 30 feet tall. On either side of the door, you see 2 guard devils sleeping on pedestals. You're still about 5-10 minutes walk away, with more bone piles between you and the citadel.
This is interesting. I'm gonna say, if you don't mind me just taking a stab at this, I'm just gonna kind of wander around to the left and to the right and see if there's any other kind of entrances or if this is indeed the only way.
That's a good idea.
Great idea.
Yeah. Roll investigation.
Four.
It's a big building.
Oh my goodness. I've never seen anything so massive.
You hear that a lot.
You hear a rumbling sound to the west.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
A cloud of dust appears to be approaching the citadel. There's a tank-like vehicle. It's metallic with heavy treads. At the top of the vehicle, you can see a flat surface and a throne made of bones. Sitting on it is a devil, wearing chains all over his body like a shroud.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is cool.
That's a cool whip.
That's a look.
That is very sick.
Do you guys want to get on the other side of the citadel, just in the blind spot, maybe? Or?
I was going to say maybe we could jump under some bones.
Like a pile of bones.
Like a pile of bones over here.
Oh, yes.
We could just hide.
I think we should hide.
Yeah.
I'm wearing all white. It'll be perfect. No one can see me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How close do y'all want to get? Like, where are you hiding in relation to the drawbridge that crosses the moat of lava?
We're inside the lava now, and we are...
So you said that there are these 10 minutes away, there's these devils guarding the tower.
So you're looking at the tower. You're still, like, about a 5-10 minute walk away from
it. Okay.
You can see there's a moat surrounding the citadel. There's a drawbridge that crosses it. At the massive door to the tower, there are two pedestals with sleeping devils on either side. And there's a huge metallic tank-like vehicle approaching from the west.
Cool. Do you think we can maybe get to the citadel before that scary-ass tank?
It looks like it's going to get there before you'd be able to.
Sounds like you want a race, buddy.
What if you get on the back of that hog? Maybe we all get on your hog.
The hog has behind it a big cart.
Okay.
Well, that would have been good for you to have shared with the group.
Well,
we've been walking this entire time.
It has a bunch of trinkets on it and stuff. It has a war gong.
Put them in her pockets. How much more room do you have?
Infinite, like Mary Poppins. You just shove stuff down there.
All right.
You don't know where it goes.
Pox shoves flute, one sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty reasonable.
Easy.
I would like to throw it out there that I can turn myself invisible as well as one other person. So if that comes in handy at any point in terms
Again,
of like...
just now mentioning this to the group.
It's a minor just like thing I can sort of do. So if that is of any use...
That's so useful.
Just putting it out there. But it's only me and one other person. So that would require a little bit of coordination.
Yeah. While we're all saying stuff, I just want to point out I have cat eyes. I don't know. I didn't mention it earlier.
Oh,
I have the eyes of a cat in my head.
Are you talking like cat eye, like eyeliner, or just like...
Both.
Oh, great.
There's both.
Fierce.
And literal cat eyes as well.
It is pretty nice.
I'm going to jump under these bones over here, like 20 feet from the road. Just like, I want to keep a good distance, but maybe I want to peek out under the bones, see what's going on.
I'm inclined to agree. I think we should observe and see if we're not going to make it before the devils.
No
at least see what they do and see how they get in the damn thing.
Ooh.
So with you all hiding in the piles of bones by the side of the road, I'm going to have everybody do a group stealth check.
Ooh. I rolled a 22.
All right.
Wow.
Off to a good start.
15.
Got a 10.
12.
Ooh, a 2. Perfect. That all white is going real well.
You conceal yourselves in the piles of bones as this massive machine lumbers past. There are devils clinging to the side, and then as it moves closer to the drawbridge, preparing to cross over, there's a little rustling, clattering sound as some of the bones around the pile just kind of like fall down onto the ground, and one of the devils that's clinging to the back of the cart looks around and hops off and just stands there in the road, scanning back and forth as the tank continues towards the citadel. And as it crosses the drawbridge with that one devil left behind, the devil who's sitting on the throne on the back stands and he looks down to the two devils who are flanking either side of the door, and you hear him roar at them. He says,
"Fools that neglect your duties, do you consider yourselves fortunate to have so swift an end?"
And he whips the chains around his body at them. The chains coil around the two devil guards, and they are both yanked off their pedestals, down, screaming into the fiery moat around the citadel. And the doors part, swinging open. The tank continues inside as the doors swing shut behind it. And now an eerie, windswept silence descends over the landscape. That one devil kind of pacing back and forth, looking around, scanning for what could have made the sound that he heard.
Okay.
I think I can solve this, because I think I was the one who actually messed this up to begin with. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Minor Illusion, because I can do that, by the way. I can make small illusions of things. And I'm going to cast a very small little winged creature, kind of like a bat, but all bones. And I'll have it come out of the pile of bones and fly off into the distance. That way he thinks that's what the bones, caused the bones to fall. And then hopefully he won't think anything of it as he sees this creature fly away from us.
Okay. The bat flaps up into the distance. You see it rise up over the pile of bones, and it rises, it flies up into the air, and it catches the devil's eye, and he's watching it intently. Where do you want to direct the bat?
Perhaps back toward the citadel. That way he's focusing on the open doors and the, you know, engulfed in eternal flame guards that are now in the lava.
The bat flies off towards the citadel, and the devil on the road watches it go. He shakes his head, kind of in annoyance, and starts trudging towards the citadel. As he approaches the drawbridge, two other devils emerge from within, and they climb onto the pedestals. They've got pitchforks with them. They wave to that one devil as he enters, and you can hear just some muttering. You can hear the devils muttering to each other and shaking their head and looking kind of nervously down into the lava as the doors of the citadel swing shut.
Wow. That was so cool.
I would like to try something. I would like to use dancing lights to actually make a humanoid light figure. And my strategy is to send it out as if it were like one of our other party members and just sort of see how these things would react if, you know, someone was just going to take a casual stroll up to the citadel.
Suddenly, the lights appear from behind the hiding place. A figure just starts strutting. It looks fabulous. And one of the devils is like, pokes the other with his pitchfork and is like, hey, who goes there? What's going on? I'm going to have you roll deception with advantage.
Well, I rolled a natural one the first time, so...
Yes.
That second one is going to be 17 total.
The two devils come down from the pedestals as your illuminated figure crosses onto the drawbridge over the lava, and they just surround it. They're like turning around it as it like stands there and poses and poses and poses and poses. It's doing like Vogue hands and everything, poking it gently with the pitchfork, and they're muttering something.
How far away are we from these guys?
About 100 feet.
100 feet. Okay, that's pretty good.
Can I try to use my ranger senses to hear what they're muttering and make sure it's a good thing and not a scary thing?
Now, I believe your favored enemy is fiends. Is that correct?
Yeah, I picked fiends just randomly.
How about that?
Wow.
Go ahead and roll perception with advantage.
That is a 9.
You can't quite understand what they're saying. It seems to be like snatches of infernal or something, and they're poking it with the pitchforks, and one of them reaches out with his hand, and he just like puts it straight through the illusory figure and brings his hand back out, and it looks at it kind of confused, and then they start muttering to each other again.
I think they really like it. I think one of them just said it's pretty cool.
I think the opportunity is upon us now.
Yeah,
and if we do not take it...
They didn't instantly hurt it, so maybe that's good.
I burst out of the bones. I take my hand axe.
Well,
I throw my hand axe at the right devil.
Roll your attack.
Well.
Oops.
Hey there, it's your Dungeon Master, Matt. I'd like to wish a big happy birthday to listener Ashley. I hope you have a lovely birthday celebration. And a big thanks to the One Shot Network for helping to make this crossover with NeoScum possible. We had such a great time recording together with them. Check out NeoScum at neoscum.com and all the One Shot shows at oneshotpodcast.com. And if you haven't already, check out Critter Hug, a new show from the folks at Critical Role. Critter Hug highlights creators in the tabletop community, and they included a shout-out to Queens of Adventure in their first episode. Big thanks to Matt Mercer, Mika Burton, Kyle Shire, and everyone over at Critical Role. You can find Critter Hug at critroll.com. And we just revamped the Queens of Adventure website, adding a gallery of art created by listeners, details about the cast, and Queens of Adventure merch. Check that out at queensofadventure.com. Now, let's jump back into our story, already in progress. Roll your attack.
Well?
Oops.
That escalated quickly.
Okay. Pretty good. 13.
as they're surrounding this figure, looking through it, like pushing their hands through, one of the devils just goes, and an axe is just lodged in the back of its head and keels over and falls off of the drawbridge into the lava. The other one looks panicked. He suddenly rushes back to his pedestal and he shouts out across the landscape, "Who goes there? Who goes there?" Next to the pedestal, there's what looks like some sort of like horn device. He raises up to his face.
Get the guy! Someone else get the guy! Who's yelling?
To attack the other guy?
Yeah, can we attack him?
Wait. I'm gonna get out from our hiding place. I'm going to make a beeline for this thing that has a horn. Mm-hmm. And in my like low tone, sort of hushed intensity sort of voice, I'm going to be like, "Put that thing down right now, or else I am going to kill you so hard your bornness will have been completely erased."
A giant humanoid spider creature bursts out of a pile of bones, scuttling across the blighted hellscape towards the citadel. Roll intimidation.
That is a 28 total.
Wow. What the
heck? Yes.
Your skills are better than mine.
As the drider swathed in, what are you wearing?
Just chainmail from head to toe with a chainmail wig.
Wow. That's dramatic.
With the scuttling, clanking sound, you hurtle, you're across the drawbridge toward this thing. It backs up in a panic, turns to like run and just like crashes into the wall, the stone wall behind it, and falls unconscious to the ground.
Okay, girl.
I can't believe that worked, but
yes.
All right.
Amazing. Scared a freaking spider.
Wow. Is the deceased one still there on the ground?
The one with the axe in the head has fallen down to the lava, and it looks like he's floating on just like a rock that's jutting out from the moat.
Dacket ran up to the edge of the moat and is looking down and is watching this. Is there blood?
Yes, there's a lot of it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You really killed that guy.
I did.
This one's hurt. Are we going to get in trouble? Are they going to kick us out of here?
Okay, guys.
Wait, is there still the living one?
He's unconscious. He's knocked himself out.
Well, we got to finish the job. Death takes a knife and stabs him in the neck. No witnesses.
Yes.
There's a fountain of blood that spurts out onto you. You are drenched in blood.
We are all in this together now, all right? If we're going down, we're going down as a group.
What's the war boar doing?
The war boar is panicking and smelling blood, idling back and forth and doing what hogs do. Just, it needs a breathe right strip.
Fox is like, "You guys, now that we have gotten much closer to these devils, I do want to say I do think they are hot, actually. Even though they're dead. Oops."
Can I search
can we please search the one that's unconscious?
Yeah, so
instead of you fangirling over
the one. The one that's dead, you mean?
The one that's dead is in the
lava. Unless you'd like to put your hand in that volcano moat. I'm not going to.
You stabbed in the neck with this knife?
Yes, that one.
What's he got on him?
We need to search him right now.
Okay, yeah, let's
look. I can do it. It's fine.
Okay, roll investigation.
18.
The devil is wearing a loincloth with pockets, and you find in the pockets...
Pockets are very practical. Okay.
you find what appear to be human teeth, mm-hmm. fragments of bone, and you also find some rusty metallic throwing stars.
Wow, same.
Pretty cool. Human teeth. Pretty sick.
So, teeth and bones. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of bones behind us. And some throwing stars.
Yeah.
Rusty? How many are there?
Two.
Two? I'll keep those on me. Who wants some teeth?
I'll take a tooth.
I want one. Are there any wisdom teeth?
There's seven teeth.
Seven.
Do you want to take one for each of us and maybe form a bond? We could be like, "Hey, this is the day we all got these teeth. The day we became friends."
Yes.
Teeth kid.
Here, I'll give you each one, and since there's two extra and you have an infinite space of pockets, I'll give you those two for safekeeping.
Wow, thank you. This can go to my collection.
It's perfect. A souvenir.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. So who wants the incisors?
I will take an incisor.
All right, you look like
thank
the kind of person
you very
who wants
much.
One.
I'm an incisor kind of guy. Put it in the bucket.
Just don't give me the wisdom. I'm very stupid.
Then maybe
it might help you, actually. Perhaps, you know what? Can I get one of those other wisdom teeth from your pockets?
Thank you.
I'm going to give you two. You have eight legs. You must have some space in one of those shoes.
I'm feeling so smart now.
Do you have any other... Do you know the names of any other type of teeth? Because I don't.
How about a canine?
A canine.
Yes,
cool,
I forgot about that one. And for each of us, we can have the two front teeth that are there. One each, since we are both high elves.
Perfect.
Arson, when you receive that wisdom tooth, you feel kind of like a warm, tingling feeling pass over your body. It seems as though this might be special in some way.
Wow. Do I have any sense of what the nature of this specialness is, or is it just a feeling? Is it a gut intuition?
We'll find out. Roll Arcana.
Oh.
I don't think you've ever rolled Arcana before.
I've never rolled Arcana, and I specialize in it.
Oh, well.
Today's not the day. It's an 8 total.
Seems like whoever it was, like, brushed and flossed frequently, but that's about all you can tell.
Dental work is a beautiful thing.
You are now standing outside the front door of the Citadel. There are chains hanging from the walls going all the way up to the roof. You can hear some rustling and some movement and what might be a clanking sound from the other side.
Anyone want to climb some chains, go up to the top?
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. Dak takes the body of the devil and disposes of it in the lava pit just to make sure there's no evidence of what we did. Now, these teeth mean that none of us are going to snitch on each other, right? In case we get brought in?
I've already forgotten about it.
I like you. You gonna climb up?
Oh, your hog won't be able to come with us. Is that a problem for you?
Oh, buddy, watch it. And then the hog gonna try to vault up the...
Yeah, the hog has a jetpack. Yeah.
Well, it's just got
it's like climbing, like biting the chain and
it's got
like
hooves. Mm-hmm. Then I at least roll for it. I'll take a disadvantage.
Are you describing your hog trying to run vertically up a wall?
Well, it's gonna gain some momentum and then
can I like, if I were to climb up the wall in a spider-like fashion, would I be able to use one of my legs to like carry the hog like a football?
With a strength check, yes.
How heavy is the hog? That's got to be in the cart. Are you going to bring the cart too?
Okay, well, the hog weighs about 900 pounds.
Oh, it's like a bull.
Well, it's a hog. It's not a stupid bull. But yeah, I guess we'll have to leave the hog behind.
I mean, the chains look like they're on a pulley, but I don't know if it's going to hold 900 pounds.
Yeah. Hey, Xanadu, go get help, buddy.
Great.
Roll animal handling.
Oh, I'm good at that. Oh, apparently I'm not. I got a 6.
The hog looks a little confused and kind of zigzags back and forth across the drawbridge, and then he finds like a pile of bones over on the other side, just kind of like starts rooting around in it.
All right, he's happy.
I hope he finds some treasure. Is he a treasure pig?
He's a truffle pig.
Truffle pig.
We ready to go up this?
Let's climb this thing.
Yeah,
sure.
Ready when you are.
You all grasp a chain in your hands. And you start pulling yourselves hand over hand over hand up to the top, except for Arson, who just like casually walks up like it's nothing.
So because your feet stick on the walls.
Yeah, it just takes a little bit of spit and some prayer and anything is possible.
I like your little high-heeled shoes at the end of your spider legs.
Yeah, they make little click-clack noises that are very satisfying. Yeah,
mine are like little metal heels, so they're like ding, ding.
Ooh, they're like tap shoes.
Yeah. Exactly. I could tap if I wanted to. I don't know how, but I could try.
It may be best to do that when we're not like a vertical like space.
Or do it and just give me the teeth. No, it's not.
Out from my mouth once I hit the ground.
As you climb upwards, you're about to pass some narrow slits that look like they might be used for firing arrows or something, and you can hear some voices coming from inside. Some more devil voices, and you can hear someone say, "Well, it's a hell of a haul today. I'm still warm." And you hear like the clinking sound of coins.
Coins. I love coins. I love stealing. I love playing cards. I wonder if they're playing cards. Can I pay attention to see what they're doing?
Yeah, roll perception.
Okay, 13.
You pause outside the window and you kind of like cup your ear to it. And you can hear what sounds like chests being opened. You hear the rustling of sacks and some sort of metallic thing being poured out. And as things are poured out, you hear the faint moans and screams of otherworldly voices.
Soul coins. And these windows are too small for us to climb through, of course.
They're like 2 inches wide, yeah.
So it's like a glory hole, is what you're telling me.
It's a very long, very tall glory hole.
Oh, wow.
You can stack like a bunch of people.
You have my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
I'm genuinely imagining how that would work.
If we all get on
sideways,
one chain and volley over, sitting on each other's shoulders. Right?
Threatening me with a good time. I like it in hell.
All right. Just stay here.
All right, well, we should keep climbing.
All right, let's keep
climbing.
Let's
not lose sight. We know where they are.
Escape or something up there.
Continuing up, you haul yourself. You haul yourself up onto the flat roof of the citadel. It's a broad stone expanse about 20 feet away from you. There's a decapitated head on a spike. 20 feet beyond the head on the spike, there's a small platform on which another devil appears to be sleeping. And beyond that platform, there is a trap door that appears to be leading downward.
Can I run up to the devil and just slit its throat real quick?
Roll stealth.
Oh, that's actually not bad. What the fuck? I'm like, look at all my bonuses, and I'm like, oh, nine.
Oh my god, trade out your die. Like, get another one.
You clamber up over the wall and rush towards the devil, and then you stumble and fall and just go head over heels. And the devil's like, what? Who goes there? And he, like, reaches down next to the platform, pulls out a pitchfork, and, like, hops down, and he's, like, rushing over to you.
Okay. Can I take my hand axe and do the hand axe thing again? Throwing it at him. I've
Roll
two.
Your attack.
All right. Oh, yeah. God, 24.
He's rushing at you with the pitchfork held aloft, and then wham, a hand axe just like lands square in the center of his head, and he falls straight forward, a giant gushing fountain of blood pooling around him.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Right before the axe went to his head, Dak was just like, I'm just looking for the bathroom. I'm a customer here. I'm a customer. And then he dies, and he was like, oh, thank God. And I look over at the head, the decapitated head. Is it a real decapitated head?
You glance over at the head. It says, good aim. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Well, good aim, though.
You did.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I touch your neck?
Sure, what are your intentions?
I just want to see if it's real blood. I'm trying to get a lay of the land.
Sure, I can assure you, and he kind of like, as best the head can, it kind of like shimmies back and forth on the pike and like shows you, it might not be the freshest. I've been here, oh, I'd say three days or so, but hail and well met, friends. That devil was, the snoring, driving me crazy, I can tell you.
You seem fun.
Was it real blood? I'm sorry, I gotta ask.
Quite real.
Okay, quite real. Oh my god, it's all real.
Hey, what's your name?
Aloysius, pleased to make all of your acquaintances. And he tries to like kind of like bow his head sort of on the spike.
How did you get here?
Well, I have to confess, I didn't have the most honorable of intentions. I came as a thief, one might say. Soul coins I was after. I washed up on the river several days ago. I was directed to this citadel and thought I could infiltrate, but on my own did not get far.
So you were alone when you tried to do it?
Quite alone. Good to make some new acquaintances here, and perhaps you might be of use to me, and I might be of use to you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You want to get off that spike?
Oh, I dream of getting off the spike, if you wouldn't mind. Whoa. You're holding a disembodied talking head.
Is it very frightening to... Are you dead?
It's not the best. I've been better. Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm dead or undead or something in between. It's not the most pleasant of experiences.
Do you know where you... Yeah, sorry.
Maybe we can try to put your head on that body. What do you think?
It's worth a shot. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe hell magic will make you have a new bod.
Well, I'm open to trying new things. When in hell, I suppose. I would say it's possible my actual body might be here somewhere.
I retrieve the hand axe and I make a nice clean cut on the neck.
Wait. We could always then just, once we find your other body, then we'll put you back on your original body.
So we're going to kill him again?
Well, no, maybe it will just
be
loose.
Are you
going to
do it?
Yeah, I'll do it myself. No. But I will put you on there and, like, tie it on with a ribbon.
What was this guy's name again?
Aloysius.
Aloysius, where are you from? I just gotta know.
I am a champion of Faerun. I was a paladin. I helped others. I looked out for the well-being of my fellow man. And then one day, woke up on the banks of the River Styx, desperate to return to my kingdom.
Did a man with a skull-like head tell you to come here and get some soul coins?
That's the one. He gave me a little pointer.
Yes. Okay,
he was funny, and he could do cool. He did a cool trick where he disappeared.
Oh, he didn't do tricks for me. What did he do for you? Oh, holding out on me.
Did you try to kill him?
Did I try to kill him?
So, all right. So I want to go back to something you said. So if we help you, what's in it for us?
Ah, I've been through the Citadel. I know where the soul coins are kept. I can tell from looking at you, you seem to be living individuals. I assume you've come for the same purpose as I?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to go back.
I'll help you find those soul coins. Bring me back with you, and we'll call it even.
Okay. She sits up that body. Wait, did that body have a head?
It did, originally.
I just took the hand axe and I chopped the head off. Perfect. And I'm taking the head now and I'm throwing it over into the lava.
She sits up this body. She pushes it up. Okay, let's put your head on this body.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky.
The head, whoa. It's a human-looking head. The devils are... they have, like, sort of this, like, reddish, burnt-looking texture to their skin, strange, scaly textures on the arms, and looks like he has cloven hooves and a forked tail, and then the tail kind of twitches a little bit. The cloven hooves clump a little bit on the ground, and he unsteadily, kind of shakily stands up and pats his body, and he's like, ooh, not bad. And he flexes. It's a pretty muscular devil.
Yeah, medicine at its finest.
Great job. Good idea, Pops.
Don't even need to do therapy or
now,
anything like that.
Now, is your head secured on there, or do you need something?
Oh, I think I should be all right. And the head tumbles off, and the body collapses.
Oh.
Do you make, what if, like, spider webs? Is that rude to ask?
Can I mend it a little bit? At least for a while. Just until we get to the Citadel and find his actual body.
Yeah, like...
So you want to use mending to reattach a head.
Yeah, just a temporary. I don't think that it would last forever. I'm not trying to pass that off as a fix-all be-all, but...
There are some, like, shreds of material that you could probably mend into a bow.
Didn't I have something else?
Yeah. If you find yourself with, like, sewist skills, I can make a pretty decent amount of spider silk, and you can sort of like surgically stitch with a mend ability.
What if we just put the spider silk around and around and around so it's not really permanent? It just kind of like creates a...
It's like a scarf.
Like a scarf.
Like that one scary story with the lady and the ribbon around and they take it off.
And then she drops off. Oh, I did. Oh, so maybe we are from the same universe. I did hear that story as well.
We all know the same story. Some stories transcend.
Interesting.
Cool.
Arson, so what are you doing with your webbing?
You said I needed some material, so can you just make me some, and then I can just go ahead and mend it temporarily?
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Perfect.
Arson, you release some spider silk.
That's a kind way of putting it.
Foxy, you take
some
silk.
So I'm just going to put my middle finger up, silk, and it goes right up in the air.
Oh,
wraps
goodness.
Around his neck.
This is disgusting, and I'm a decapitated head.
There, and I seal it off with a nice little backstitch.
Okay, that was cool.
Yeah, you're not a decapitated head anymore. You're now a freaky devil guy.
Yeah, you're stuck on this body now.
Oh, well, I suppose
this takes.
This'll do for now. He's kind of like patting himself. He like checks in front. Oh, it's on forward. What a relief. Oh, well, here we are. Not bad. I hope you don't hold this beautiful body against me.
Well, don't get used to it. It's not permanent.
It's a great bod.
It looks incredible. Much better on the floor.
Oh my!
That is hitting on the decapitated head of the devil body.
He's looking around, and he says, now listen, the soul coins are stored on the second level of the Citadel, one flight below us. I just caught a brief glimpse of them before I was apprehended and then woke up on this roof several days ago.
Gotcha.
Well, we need to go down there and figure it out. But we don't need to be seen. Could you help us with that?
Sure. I believe invisibility just works by, like, touching somebody.
Yeah, range of touch. So you can touch yourself and whoever you like.
Well, I will do that.
All
and
right.
I will also... which one of you would be...
Would it help if you had a high stealth? That help? I got pretty good stealth.
I got good stealth,
I've got
too.
Good stealth.
Pox, I think, is a rogue in this universe.
Oh, that's some stealthy stealth.
Yeah, my stealth is not good.
I'm a rogue. Plus six.
Okay,
oh,
that's good.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, hop on my back and we'll do this, like...
Wow, I've not wanted anything more.
Great.
Thank you.
Deal sealed.
Pox hops onto the back of the Drider. It's a shimmer in the air, and suddenly, you're gone.
Wow.
And now we're just hanging out on the roof.
Nice.
Good gravy! What are you people?
You know, in my other world, I have a cool coat that makes me turn invisible, too. So this is really cool, because this is, like, magic.
Oh, I'm just going to carefully shuffle on down to the second floor and... maybe press my ear to the wall and go on a little reconnaissance mission.
You lift up the trap door in the bottom of the roof.
Oh, there's a trap door.
Yes. And you kind of like poke your head in and look around, you can see that the second level of the citadel reeks of decay. There's just like a horrible stench that like wafts out of the trapdoor as soon as you open it.
Be specific, because like there are some stenches that are like good, if you know what I'm saying.
It is decay, rot.
Oh, never mind.
Necrotic flesh.
Earwax.
Ooh.
Gravestone upturned.
That'll make you...
one of my hard limits.
You can hear the faint sounds of screams and moans coming from this room that is stacked floor to ceiling with metal chests and sacks made of flesh. There are corpses in various states of decay, all headless, strewn about the room.
Oh, maybe his body's in here, but there's so many bodies in here.
Seriously? But, like, you said this is the second floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the soul coins are stored, correct?
That's what he said.
Oh, my God. Do you think they're inside these bodies?
Just to reiterate, there are also chests, metal chests, stacked floor to ceiling.
I don't know, that would be a pretty good, like, diversion. Like, booby trap the metal chests when the coins are in the bodies the whole time.
Flesh bags?
There were sacks made of flesh.
You know, when you can't use plastic grocery bags, use flesh bags, you know?
Flesh straw is a lot better for the environment.
My inclination is to go for the chests.
Okay.
Maybe that's a little too obvious.
Maybe they're in the chests of the bodies.
Ooh. The flesh chests.
Yeah, exactly. Let's open up a chest.
Yes.
Invisibly, you scuttle down the ladder into the room, and then you move over to one of the metallic treasure chests. You're standing over it, and you can hear from inside one of the chests. You can hear the shrieks and moans coming from inside.
Souls.
Soul coins. We open it.
You reach out and you creak, lift open the lid of the chest. Inside, hundreds of thick metal coins with infernal inscriptions and horrible wailing sounds coming from every single one of them. And as soon as the lid of the chest opens up, it's kind of a rustling, shaking sound, and one of the headless corpses starts to rise up and shamble to life across the room.
Thanks so much for listening to part one of Queens of Adventure Cross Neoscum Fingering the Bone Throne. This session was recorded in October of 2019, and the episode was first released to patrons and backers on March 11th, 2020. It also appeared on Neoscum's podcast on April 24th. Thanks again to Neoscum and the OneShot Network for making this possible, and to our Neoscum guests, Eleni Sauvageau, Gannon Reedy, and Mike Migdahl. Thanks to Eleni and Gannon for coordinating these recording sessions, and to James and Mel D'Amato at OneShot for the use of the studio. And a thanks to our Queens of Adventure, Arsenicki and Foxy Kim. Thanks to Terry Bloss for the Legends album art and Cody Shipman for the Legends logo. Thanks to Tavern of Trinkets for illustrating Queens of Adventure magic items. You can get those from the Queens of Adventure Patreon or from Tavern of Trinkets. I just dropped our magic item cards for May in the mail to patrons. You should be getting your Teapot of Truth cards in the next day or two if you haven't already. And we'll be releasing digital versions of this month's magic item online on Thursday, May 21st. Thanks to Sam Antonioli for original music. This episode contains tracks from filmmusic.io by Kevin MacLeod of Incomptech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. And thanks to you for listening and supporting the show. Word of mouth is by far the best way for people to learn about Queens of Adventure. So please, if you're enjoying the adventures, tell a friend, leave a 5-star review, or just tweet about the show using the hashtag QOALegends. If you tweet about the show using that hashtag, QOALegends, we may use your name for a character in an upcoming adventure. We'll be back in 2 weeks on Wednesday, June 3rd, with the conclusion of Fingering the Bone Throne. And until then, sissy that roll.